On the riverboat, our band was a minor attraction compared with the many notables on the manifest. Indeed, one night I had the extravagant honor of joining Foot McLean's Ice Brass Band. I borrowed the horn of a member who had found himself a touch overcome by drink, and then struggled mightily to keep up with Jack's prodigious players. The band and myself passed time at cards with some of our more affluent shipmates, plying tricks honed at Lafitte's and earning quite a return for our trouble. Taking my share of the winnings, I disembarked in Davenport, bidding fond farewell. And after some time, I found myself there, craving, I suppose, a bit of the pomp of my recently departed life. And the setting was grand indeed, which surprised me for a city perched on Ojibwa's great water. I first indulged in a shave at their barber shop, which I swear was tiled with silver dollars. Then, still attired in my bandstand finery, I cut a suitable appearance in the ballroom that evening, and soon found myself dancing with a young woman of the most charming appearance and demeanor. My lips unfastened by wine and song, I regaled her with tales of my intentions, and she admitted that she'd also long dreamt of escape and adventure. We lost ourselves in the enchantment of that evening, and that is all I'll say on the matter. Her father, the hotel's owner, was none too pleased with our dalliance, and I found myself making use of that fireproof lodging's escape ladders earlier the next morning than was comfortable.